Do you ever struggle in your faith? I want you to know that your struggles in faith, they mean something really significant. A couple of years ago, there was some major flooding in Louisiana. Josh is a guy who lives in Baton Rouge who was affected by the major flooding, and like many others, as the water started to rise 1 feet, 2 feet, 3 feet, up to 8 feet, he got into a boat so that he could stay alive. And as he was riding in his boat through the city streets, he looked off in the distance and he saw a bush that was shaking. And as he got closer, he discovered why it was shaking. There was a dog that was trapped underneath that bush, trying to tread water. Its nose and its eyes were just barely above the water, and it was obviously working very hard to try and tread water. And so Josh went over to this bush and set the dog free, grabbed the bush, and threw him, you know, into the bottom of his boat, and the dog just collapsed from exhaustion. Josh didn't know for how long the dog had been struggling. It was obviously a very long time. But you know something? We knew what it would have meant if the dog had stopped struggling. It would have meant that the dog had given up hope of any good future ever happening. And in that sense, a struggle is a good thing. A struggle is a sign of hope, just like it is with your faith. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus said this. He said, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door." That phrase, "make every effort," literally means to struggle. And so Jesus wants you to struggle. He expects you to struggle because he knows what it means that we struggle. You know, if a person stops struggling against sin and against temptation, if they live in the present as if they believe there is no good future waiting for them, you know what that means? It means that something very significant is missing from their life. It means they're missing hope. But hope is exactly what we have, not because of our struggles, but because our Jesus chose to struggle. Under a heavier weight of sin, under more aggressive assaults of temptation than you and I have ever experienced, just so you and I and everyone else who fails in our faith so easily and so often could live with the truth that we're forgiven of anything that might ever make us ashamed to stand in front of him. When you start to feel down about your struggles, just ask yourself this. Did that happen? Did Jesus die? Were your sins forgiven? Did he rise from the dead? Is he preparing a place for you in heaven? And notice that the best way to address your struggles in faith, the best way to address your fear about them, is not to look at yourself. Because if you shine the spotlight on yourself and focus on how good you are, on how much you believe, on how far you've come, or on how much better you are than other people around you, man, you'll be so full of yourself, you'll never fit through the narrow door of heaven. But if you shine the spotlight on Jesus, and just look at who he is and what he did, then you will always see yourself as someone that God has already chosen to love both here on earth and forever in heaven, and you will always find reasons to keep going in your struggling.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Did you know that the video you just saw and everything we do at Time of Grace is completely donor funded? Which is our way of saying we don't have a tree that grows money in the back of our office. And we don't get government funds, and we're not connected to one specific church. And even though we get to do media ministry, we're not flush with cash. Instead, we rely on people just like you, whose open hearts and generosity let us spread the message of Jesus to more and more people through so many platforms. So thank you so much for your support. All of you who have given and made this possible, we are grateful for you. And we really need all of you to step up, be generous, so that we can spread the message of God's grace to the ends of the earth. Thanks again, and have a great day. Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Thank you so much for investing your limited time to grow in your faith with us. But could I ask you for one more favor? I'm sure you're itching to check out social media or go on to the next part of your day, but you could do a huge help for the kingdom of God if you would rate and review this podcast. Just taking a few seconds of your time will help other people to find Time of Grace, which matters so much to us because we want people to hear about grace, to hear about Jesus, to hear about eternal life. So thanks for taking a little more time. We pray that God blesses you with a great day, and we'll see you soon.